Hi, welcome to Bite of Barbecue. I'm Connor.
And I'm Charles Lee. And on episode 2, today we are at Red River Barbecue and Grill off of Mason Road and Highland Knolls next to the HEB. Yes, sir.
Yeah, got a nice looking restaurant. Can't miss it. It's bright red.
Mm-hmm. We're actually in Connor's car today because it's more quiet.
Yeah, it's loud there. For our first episode, we got the pleasure of being able to go into the back room at Rudy's and be secluded, not around people, but
perks of working there.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah,
today now we're sitting in the truck, so
welcome.
Yeah. All right, so the first thing I wanted to bring up was their menu. Their menu is actually bigger than just barbecue. So it's Red River Barbecue and Grill. So they've got other stuff, you know, steak, fish and shrimp, you know, chicken. They've got a bunch of different chicken options.
They got burgers too, a lot of burgers.
Yeah, they do have burgers, and those all look good. They've got sandwiches, stuff like that, you know.
It's more of like a all-around restaurant kind of deal, sure, instead of just like a barbecue place.
Yeah, so for our first episode, we went to Rudy's. It's more of just, you know, the menu's highly secluded on just barbecue, because that's what they do. But here, they seem to have a few more options that all look pretty good.
Yes, sir. We wanted to keep it simple with what we ordered, so we got we got moist brisket.
So we got moist brisket, pork ribs, and then I don't know if it's jalapeno sausage, it's their spicy sausage is what they called it. And then, you know, we got regular sauce, which their sauce is really interesting because it's got a sweet taste, but it almost tastes like it has horseradish in it.
Yeah, kind of like a warm tartar sauce.
Yeah.
Tartar.
And then I got their spicy barbecue sauce, which isn't really much of a difference, actually, because I tried both of them before this, but...
Yeah. Whereas Rudy's is, like, an actual significant
difference. Yeah, you can definitely tell between the spicy and just... Well, the original and the sissy sauce.
Yes, sir.
One other thing, we both got sweet tea.
Rudy's sweet tea?
Yeah, definitely. I have to say, better. Rudy's sweet tea wins. I was really shocked, because, I mean, most barbecue places have good... sweet tea. This isn't, you know, sweet tea. It's just kind of, it's like really, like barely able to tell that it's sweet.
Honestly, if you took Rudy's sweet tea and then you like added some water.
A lot of water.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like really watered down sweet tea.
Yeah, it's still good though. I mean, most sweet teas in Texas are going to be good.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. We're going to actually dig into the food that we just got and let y'all know how everything is compared to Rudy's.
Sure. You just want to start with the moist brisket, see how that tastes?
Yes, sir. Let's do that. Actually, I'm going to even do the moist brisket. I'm going to grab part of the sausage.
Oh, some of the sausage, right? Okay. It was definitely interesting. It's not as flavorful as Rudy's.
What, the brisket?
The brisket, yeah.
Yeah.
Because this has the char on it, and it really doesn't taste like there's any char on it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I was actually not here when you ordered it, but whenever I walked into the car and I opened up the little box with the brisket, I thought it was going to be better because of all the fat and the char, but...
I mean, the fat definitely still brings that flavor, but their char, there's no... I can't taste any real big spices or...
Really?
Nothing really significant.
There's char, but I noticed that it's like kind of thin compared to the Rudy's.
Yeah. And it looks like almost it could be like a wet rub, which could affect it and the way that it looks, because Rudy's does a dry rub and that's where it gets most of that volume from.
Can we talk about that? What's the difference?
Okay,
so get the gist, but yeah.
So dry rubs are going to be actual spices, you know. I don't know all the spices that we put on there, but I know we take our briskets and we have a bin of spices, and then we put the brisket in there, roll it around, and it has like a dry rub, and then we put it straight into the, you know, the broiler. So I don't know if this is a wet rub. I don't want to say it is because I don't know for sure, but those are most of the time going to be like, you can think of them essentially as a barbecue sauce. Something that they're going to put on the outside that'll still give it some flavor. But in my opinion, dry rubs are the way to go with brisket.
Yeah, same. I actually want you to try this sausage. I feel like the flavor is going to be better than Rudy's, but the skin is kind of tough to bite into. I just spent about 10 seconds trying to tear off a piece of the sausage here, but it's... I'm actually leaning towards this sausage. If only, like, if we can combine the two, maybe have, like, the Rudy's skin for the sausage, and then, like, the flavor for this. Okay. But let me know how you feel about it.
Yeah, I bit into it, and I wasn't really, for a jalapeno sausage, I wasn't that, you know, flattered or anything, but it kind of took a second, but I definitely tasted the spices in it, which
This is the jalapeno sausage?
Yeah, this is the jalapeno sausage.
Yeah, it's not spicy at all.
It's not, yeah, it doesn't really have a huge kick. It has some good flavor to it, but there's nothing outstandingly crazy.
Yeah.
I haven't eaten Rudy's sausage enough to be able to say which one I would choose between, because this is my first time actually having Red River. I know it's your first time also.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I guess that's what this show is about, trying new things and going new places.
Yes, sir.
But... I don't know. I feel like it's a little overpriced for the food that we got.
How much was it?
It's $22 for a quarter pound of moist brisket, a quarter pound of sausage, and then half a pound of pork ribs.
Yeah.
Which...
A little bit more than ribs,
yeah,
for sure.
Mm-hmm. And then if you paid attention to last episode, we got pork ribs. Red River Barbecue does not do pork ribs, or baby back ribs.
Yeah.
On, I guess, weekdays. I walked in and he said that they were on Thursdays, so I don't know if it's like Thursdays through the weekends or if it's only on Thursdays.
Yeah.
Which, if it was only on Thursdays, that would be a pretty big shock to me, because I feel like everybody loves pork ribs.
I personally,
or baby
it's
back
probably
ribs.
My favorite after the brisket. Mm-hmm. But I'm coming back to the sausage. I eat like barbecue sausage or whatever, the links, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, after taking like 3 more slices of this sausage, I'm still leaning towards Rudy's. At first, like, the difference of flavor, because I never tried it before, it actually, like, it's pretty good. It feels like maybe a regular link, not like a spicy link. I would have liked it better, but knowing that it is supposed to be spicy and it doesn't really have that kick to it like Rudy's does.
It just kind of takes away from
it. Yeah,
it
throws me off a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's still good.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Yeah. And then now I'm going to try these pork ribs.
Yes, sir.
Now, I don't know if you want to grab one.
Yeah,
one thing I did notice is, so when you go in, you order at the front, which is how you do it, Rudy's, pretty much. You go to a cashier, you order. They have, like, back in the kitchen, they cut everything, which is one thing I have a big preference for, is actually seeing my food get cut for barbecue. So, anyways, they cut it, and just off of this pork rib, I don't know if this happens a lot. I don't know if it's just like this one time, but the pork ribs weren't very well cut. We have 2 ribs here stuck together that were just kind of barely sliced through. So, and I don't want to say Rudy's never does that, because, you know, stuff happens. I don't know if just something happened randomly here and that happened, or if that's a normal thing, where they're kind of slacking on that.
I already bit into this, but I'm just going to let you know, it's actually sweet.
Mm.
It tastes sweet.
Yeah, those are really good.
Yeah.
It got a sweet flavor to it.
Mm. I feel like Red River Barbecue compared to Rudy's, Rudy's have more, it's more of like an aggressive flavor. Not aggressive, but like has more kick with everything that is on the menu. But like the sauce, the ribs are actually pretty sweet.
Yeah. Which... Actually, I like this more than Rudy's.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Especially with ribs, I really like sweet ribs. But that all comes down to personal preference. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I mean, it's got a really good flavor to it. I kind of want to know what makes it sweet like this.
Yeah. I actually like the Rudy's barbecue. Rudy's ribs a little bit better.
The
but this
ribs.
Is actually still pretty good.
Mm-hmm. All in all, though, I was pretty impressed when I walked in. I mean, the service, I called a few minutes before I got here to make sure that I could walk in, order it, and take it to go. Because I haven't been here, I wasn't sure. the dude I talked to had a great attitude. He was like, oh yeah, that's not a problem at all. I walked in, he was like, because I told him I would be there in a few seconds. He was like, oh, are you the one that just called? It's like, that was me. And he had a great attitude about everything. He helped me out. I told him it was my first time. I told him we were doing the podcast, everything.
That's good.
And I mean, he had a great attitude about everything. I mean, there was nothing bad. The environment's a little bit different from Rudy's, and I'll let you talk about that.
All right, yeah. So, kind of going back to the menu, with the more diverse menu with burgers and chicken and, like, even salads and stuff that I see now. Red River actually has more of a restaurant vibe to it with, like, the standard booths and tables. You get to pick where you want to sit, and with, like, a salad bar kind of in the middle of the restaurant. It's pretty welcoming. With, like, the, you know, it's supposed to be a barbecue and grill place in Texas, so it has some decorations that'll reflect that. There's some pictures and, like, you know, like the road signs. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
There's TVs up for the games and mm-hmm. stuff. And it seems like a really inviting place, but just personally, I don't know if this is somewhere I'd come back to. I'd rather... From my house, I'd rather take an extra 10-15 minutes to get to Rudy's.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to knock Red River. I think it's a good place, but it's not somewhere I would personally come back to, especially when I have a choice of going somewhere to get food that I really enjoy.
Exactly. Especially in the Katy area, there's a lot of options for different barbecue places. Just down the road on Mason, where we're at right now.
I think there's 4 or 5 places at least.
Yeah, I saw 2 coming down here, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the service is good, though, at Red River.
Yeah, no, definitely. And it took maybe 5 minutes for the food to be ready. Because, I mean, realistically, all they have to do is cut it and bring it out.
I was still shocked, though. Whenever I got here, the food was already out.
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, excuse me. There's nothing really that I disliked.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing I disliked. The only... thing that, I mean, it's not a problem against Red River because that's how they do their stuff, but I personally enjoy like a thicker, spicier barbecue sauce. They have like a really thin barbecue sauce. Anyone that knows about barbecue knows that some restaurants serve a little bit thicker barbecue sauces compared to some places who have really thin, just kind of runny barbecue sauces.
I'm kind of moving the barbecue sauce around right now and it moves very easily. It's kind of very liquidy, almost.
Yeah, definitely.
Compared to Rudy's, where it's very hard to get out of the bottle, but once it comes out, it's very good.
No kidding.
Alright.
Is there anything else you want to touch up on?
So we talked about the sauce, right? Yeah, yep. I think the tartar sauce flavor. Talked about that.
Talked about the menu. Talked about, you know, the stuff we got. There's nothing huge. Like I said, there's nothing I dislike or like extremely.
I'd give it about 6.57 out of 10.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, just personally, like a 7, just because, like I said, there's nothing bad. I like the service. I like the quality.
Service definitely bumps it up.
Yeah, definitely. And like I said, there's nothing I personally dislike when I walked in. I'm just not a huge fan of the way that their food is cooked.
Yeah.
And like I said, I'd rather drive 10-15 minutes down to Rudy's, get some food that I know I'll enjoy.
Definitely.
Which this is definitely, if someone bought me this food, I'd still highly enjoy it.
Yeah,
but,
for sure.
Yeah.
But we're going to wrap it up here. This was episode 2 of Bites of Barbecue.
Bite of Barbecue.
Charles
and Connor.
Connor.
All right.
Thank you for tuning in.
See y'all next time.
Peace out.